Now then, I'm Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed, as ever, to another hour and a bit of the very, very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Loads of great stuff for you. I'm sat in the stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. Any extraneous noises you might hear will be the sound of birds dropping plums onto the roof, because my neighbour has got a garden full of plums and the birds are nicking them, and they're not making it all the way back to their nests and seem to be losing half of them on my roof. It's going to be the hottest September day in recorded history, apparently, so I'm already getting a bit hour warm here and could do with a nice cold pint to chill me down. Never mind, that'll come later. A rake of great new folk music and some classics for you now. The first one I'm going to play is from a new album from David Francie, that wonderful Scots-Canadian singer-songwriter. You might remember that beautiful song, The Saints and the Sinners, which I've played lots of versions of over the years. Well, his new album is called Empty Train, and I'm going to play the title track for you now and dedicate it in particular to a young man called David Horn, who I met in the co-op in Settle a few days ago. He was cycling round the Dales, but he works for a living as a pilot for British Airways on the short-haul flights, and he listens to this show while he's driving down to Heathrow to pick up his planes. So for David and anybody else who's a Francie fan, this is Empty Train. Francie with the title track from his latest album Empty Train. And by the way, David is on tour at the moment in these islands, and you can find details by going to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link there to David on the track list on the front page of the show. You'll find a link through to all the artists on today's show. And do go and have a look at the website, because there's loads of stuff on it. Now, the lad who puts together the links on the website is Andrew Service, and he brought me this next CD back from Liverpool, where he'd been visiting when he saw the next couple of lads appearing live there. Ian O'Brien and Conor O'Sullivan are a duo from the southwest of Ireland, I'm not sure whether it's Cork or not, because I've not been able to find out too much about them. They've not been together very, very long, but in the short time they have been together, which I think is just over a year, they performed and recorded with some of Ireland's most prolific musicians. Their duo album is called Leif, L-E-I-F, and from it this is a really cracking version of Dirty Old Town, and I like to think that Ewan McCall, who wrote this, of course, would applaud this version because it's got a very, very modern feel about it, but it still has the sense of roots and rawness, which is essential to this song. Version there, a classic, in fact one of the modern classic folk songs, Dirty Old Town, from the pen of Ewan McCall. And I know I say this over and over again, but it is worth repeating. A lot of people still think that that song is about Dublin, and it ain't. It's about Salford, which is just south of the river across from Manchester. Good stuff. Now, Mary McNamara and her daughter, Sorca Costello, have recorded an album called The Lady's Cup of Tea. This is, for my money, one of the most magical albums to come from the Irish traditional scene in many, many years. I've always said that when families play together or sing together, there's a certain magic that happens. Well, these two musicians, aided by the pianist Geraldine Cotter, who's incredibly good at keeping strict tempo and just staying under the music so that you hardly notice her, but she helps to stitch it together. Mary and Soka, Mary on concertina and Soka on fiddle, have just, well, I don't know, I think the great music fairy must have just descended upon them when they were recording this. You don't have to be a great fan of Irish traditional music to enjoy this. It's beautifully paced, beautifully played, and like I said at the beginning, there's a magic in it. This is the Greencastle Hornpipe, and that's followed by the long note, which I've always known as a reel, but it's played here as a slow reel. And it's wonderful. The pure drop. The Greencastle Hornpipe and the long note, Mary McNamara and Soka Costello. And that's from their new album, The Lady's Cup of Tea. And it is chock full of great tunes like that. That last tune, by the way, many of you who know music will recognise that there's a hint, well, more than a hint, of Jenny's Welcome to Charlie there. That's for all nerds out there and anoraks like myself. Jenny's Welcome to Charlie and The Long Note are very, very similar as traditional Irish tunes. Now, Hannah James, Hazel Askew and Rowan Rheinguns together comprise that wonderful trio, Lady Masury. You've got concertina, melodeon, clog dancing, fiddle playing, harp playing and also diddling, which is sometimes called mouth music, puss music or lilting. And that's the kind of music that came about because in the old days, when some of the very poor, who didn't have any instruments, used to dance to music made by people lilting the tune. So they'd sit there going, oh, light, dum, diddly, light, oh, diddly, light, dum, dee, dum, diddly, light, etc. I do it very badly, they do it wonderfully. If you get hold of Lady Masery's new album, Cycle, you'll be able to hear them doing it far better than I can. I'm going to play you from their new album, The Diggers Song. The Diggers, like the Levellers, were the original socialists. They believed that all men were born equal, and it was only the king and the privileged and the laws that they made that had robbed the land from the people. Oliver Cromwell took their ideas, had his revolution, cut off the king's napper, and then had himself proclaimed Lord Protector of England, at which point he went and gave the Levellers and the Diggers a right royal kicking, massacred most of them and imprisoned the rest. Here's Lady Masery with the song they were singing, no doubt, as Oliver Cromwell pinched all their ideas.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seeing cavaliers by name, your digging do disdain, and your persons all defame. Stand up now, diggers all. Your houses they pulled down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pulled down, stand up now. Your houses they pulled down to fright poor men in town, but the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. Their self-will is their law, stand up now, stand up now. Their self-will is their law, stand up now. Since tyranny came in, they count it now no sin to make a jail of gin and to serve poor men therein. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound, for to cheat us off the ground. Stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they can join, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they can join, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. But the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, diggers all. The clergy they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in, and they say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law to keep poor folk in awe, but they no vision saw to maintain such a law. Glory now, diggers all.
Wonderful. Hannah James, Hazel Askew and Rowan Rheingans, otherwise known as Lady Masery, from the new album Cycle with The Diggers Song. And I've just noticed, nerd that I am, that that tune is almost identical to Ye Jacobites by name, so it must be a very, very old tune indeed. Now, Andrew Murray comes from the island of Inishbofin, just off the coast of Connemara, not far from where my little cottage is. And I once interviewed him for the BBC way, way back, just after he'd finished working with Dudannon. He was lead singer with that great band for a number of years. Now, for my money, Andrew has got one of the best voices in traditional Irish music ever. He's a wonderful, wonderful singer with a great tone to his voice, rich and deep tone. He made one album, as far as I know, called Hell or High Water. And from it, this is a track called Castle Garden. It's an Irish emigrant song, and I love the line, I owed the landlord 2 years' rent. I wish I owed him more.
Kind relations and my friends, both one and all. My lot is in America, though I may rise or fall. From my cabin I'm evicted, likewise compelled to go and leave the land where we were reared, where the green shamrock grows. Hooray, me boys, the sails are spread and the tide is flowing fast. We'll soon be sailing down the lough from the fair town of Belfast to seek for bread and labour as we're compelled to go and leave the land where we were reared, where the green shamrock grows. I owe the landlord 2 years' rent. I wish I owed him more. One day a cowardly bailiff pinned a notice on our door. I bade farewell to the ones I loved, and it grieved my heart full sore to leave the house my father built some 30 years before.
Andrew Murray from the album Hell or High Water with Castle Garden. And I promise you this is the last time I'm going to be a nerd on this show. I promise. But that tune has got to be the original tune for the Lakes of Pontchartrain. It's an older song, I'm sure. It will predate the Lakes of Pontchartrain by 50 or maybe more years. And it is the identical tune. I'd often wondered where that tune came from, because it's such a beautiful tune. Andrew Murray's album, I think you can still get hold of it, Hell or High Water. It's a beautiful, beautiful album, as you can see by that last song. Now, Settle Folk Festival was a great success recently. We all had a great time. The Young'uns were superb. The Demon Barbers were terrific. And the whole town was buzzing. And two of the people who just popped in and gave us some songs in one of the sessions late into Daft O'Clock in the morning were Lynn Goldborn and Steve Hicks, otherwise known as Hicks and Goldborn. Great musicianship. He has got to be one of the most fantastic guitarists, probably one of the best guitarist in Europe, if not the world. He's absolutely amazing. And her singing is lovely too. On the night they were singing in the session in Settle, they had everybody slack-jawed and open-mouthed at their wonderful craft and art. Their new album is called Immortal, and from it this is an American country song, I think originally, and I'm not sure who wrote it, called Jesus Was a Bootlegger. And before you get upset, listen to the words, because they do explain what the songwriter means.
Daddy made a true believer out of me. Well, he ran into some trouble with the revenue man. Daddy went to court with the Bible in his hand. I'll do my time, I'll pay my fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the work I do. Him a bootlegger too. Wouldn't that make him a bootlegger too? Well, now Matthew was a revenue man. He wrote the holy book with his right hand. Man that understood. Love's the only tax on Jesus' blood. I'll do my time, I'll pay my fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the work I do. Jesus turned the water into wine. Wouldn't that make him a bootlegger too? Wouldn't that make him a bootlegger too? Stoking the fire in the stove. He had a Bible in his hand like a lightning rod. He was cooking corn liquor in the house of God. I'll do my time, I'll pay my fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the work I do. Make him a bootlegger too. I'll do my time, I'll pay my fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the work I do. Jesus turned the water into wine. Wouldn't that make him a bootlegger too? Wouldn't that make him a bootlegger too?
Hicks and Goldborn from their album Immortal with Jesus Was a Bootlegger. Now, I was mooching around my CD collection the other day, just having a good root around, as they say in Australia, and I had a look at a cluster of CDs from Karen Casey. She's one of the greatest singers, I think, in the folk world. I've always loved her voice, and her connect with the songs has always been 110%. And I'd forgotten that she wrote a musical for children called Seal Maiden, a Celtic musical. She's the narrator and lead singer, Karen, Some of you might remember her from the traditional Irish-American group Solas. She's got a great voice and her singing is enchanting, I think, particularly on things like the Song of the Seal, which I'm going to play for you in a few moments. Appearing on the album, on the musical, with her are people like Martin Hayes, Dennis Cahill, Mairéadh Mooney from Altan, and Iarla Ó-Leonard from The Gloaming and Afro-Celt Sound System. I think, as I said, that it's an entirely enchanting album. Well, let's see what you think about this particular song. This is, I suppose, the key song of the whole musical. Here's Karen Casey and friends with The Song of the Seal.
A sea maid sings on yonder reef, the spellbound seals draw near. A lilt that lures beyond belief, waters enchanted.
Song of the Seal, Karen Casey and Friends, from the album Seal Maiden, a Celtic musical. Now, a twagger, apparently, is a dialect word. I think it's Norfolk, Suffolk dialect word for a sheep. I'd never come across it before. Twagger, T-W-A-G-G-E-R. It's also the name of a band based in Sussex, and the members are Joy Lewis, Derek Hughes, Sue Evans, Ian Chisholm and Will Duke. They play between them concertinas, dulcimers, harp, bagpipes, whistles, harmonium, recorders, guitar and a serpent. A serpent is a big coily wooden tube with a mouthpiece down which you blow and which emits a very deep bassoon sound. But together, Twagger make an absolutely wonderful sound, in my humble opinion. They've just released an album called Sound the Bugle, Blow the Horn, and from it, this is the golden tonsils of Will Duke singing a song called The Hungry Army, which appeared on a broadside many, many years back, and that's followed by a tune, a more extended version of the tune that the broadside was set to, called King of the Cannibal Islands, a tune which I came across many years back in a pub in Manchester. So, The Hungry Army and King of the Cannibal Islands, quintessential traditional or semi-traditional English music from the Twagger Band.
When I was young and in my prime, I thought I'd go and join the line and as a soldier cut a shine in the glorious Hungry Army. The sergeant said, "You're just a chap." Placed a knapsack on my back, sent me off to Ballarat in the glorious Hungry Army. Sound the bugle, blow the horn, fight for glory night and morn. Hungry soldiers, ragged and torn, just returned from the army. They sent me out to drill one day. The wind was rather strong that day. In fact, it blew us all away. The glorious Hungry Army. I've got a medal here, you see. The workhouse presented it to me for hanging from a rotten tree when the wind blew away the army. Sound the bugle, blow the horn, fight for glory night and morn. Hungry soldiers, ragged and torn, just return from the army. They cut my hair with a knife and fork, they curled it with a cabbage stalk. They fed me on fresh air and talk in the glorious Hungry Army. They dished it out of an old tin can, a teaspoonful for every man. I got so fat I could hardly stand in the glorious Hungry Army. Sound the bugle, blow the horn, fight for glory night and morn. Hungry soldiers, ragged and torn, just return from the army. They sent me out to drill recruits who kicked me with their off-nailed boots. Take away those awful brutes from the glorious Hungry Army. And now, my friends, I must be off. I think I smell that mutton broth. Here comes generals howl and scoff. Later, the Hungry Army. Sound the bugle, blow the horn, fight for glory night and morn. Hungry soldiers, ragged and torn, just return from the army. Thank you.
Loads more great stuff like that on the album. Sound the Bugle, Blow the Horn is the name of the album. The band are called the Twagger Band, and that track was The Hungry Army and King of the Cannibal Islands. Same tune that they used for Stanley Market. Oh, my God, a bit of a drop there of a bit more nerdism, a bit more anorak slipped in. Damn it. The She, six-piece group of indecently talented ladies who have put out a number of cracking albums, including their latest, which is released on the 23rd of this month. It's called Continuum, and I'm going to read from the sleeve notes here. Continuum is a celebration of our first decade together. It's the result of an exciting collaborative project between The She and Glasgow's Celtic Connections, who commissioned us and six of our favourite contemporary composers to produce six new pieces written specifically to premiere at the 2016 Celtic Connections Festival. We enjoyed the dream scenario of approaching our heroes: Andy Cutting, Brian Finnegan, Kareem Polwart, Martin Simpson, Catherine Tickell, and Chris Wood, and asking them to write tunes and songs with us in mind, and they did. Well, this is a beautiful song that was written by Kareem Polwart. It's called Jute Mill Song / Song for Mary. The Mary in the song is Mary Brooksbank, who was a jute mill worker in Dundee, and she was the source of the classic song, the Jute Mill Song, Oh Dear Me, The Mill's Going Fast, Poor Wee Pieces, Can't Get the Rest. Well, Kareem has taken the basis of that song and told the story of Mary's life. She was a fighter all her life, a great writer, a great organiser, and a great union woman. And what has come out of that idea fired up by the Jute Mill Song is, I think, something very special indeed. But see what you think. Here's The She from their album Continuum with Jute Mill Song, Song for Mary. It begins, by the way, with a field recording of Mary Brooksbank herself singing the last verse from her song, The Jute Mill Song.
Oh dear me, the world's all divided, for them that work the hardest I will least provided. But I'll just be contented, dark days are fine. But there's no much pleasure, lover, often 10 and 9. That song, that ditty, was sung the year we got was half of our 10%. And it was off us next week for the National Health Insurance. So we gained nothing.
On a windless evening in December, she was born into her father's hands. She was the dock worker's only daughter. All the boats were iced in at the harbour. There was no fee for the working man. It was sore and empty arms that caught her. She grew to be a brawy mother, though she'd never bear a bairn herself. She'd raise her four beloved brothers. There was the whole world to look after. She could see the way the chances fell, and she dreamed of something better. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. She had the nimble hands of a jute mill shifter and a weaver's way of making ends meet. She was such a bonny fighter. And in those days of the means test inspector, she raised a red flag on the street and vowed that none would be her master. She sang, oh dear went hard. She steered herself by right and wrong, like so many more before us. She swore that nothing worse could daunt her, while she had power to sing a song. And she left such a mighty chorus. She sang,
song, Song for Mary, from the She's new album Continuum. I'll play a track from that in the weeks to come. In the meanwhile, go to my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link there to the She's own website. Do go on it and you'll find out a lot more about their new album and also their previous great records. Here's a song called The Hedgehog Song, and I'm playing it for the simple reason that I was in a pub a few weeks ago and I heard a bloke singing a song. And though he sang it well, and though his guitar playing was more than adequate, it seemed to me that he didn't quite understand the import of what he was doing. But that's just my opinion. But I actually think that that kind of thing was summed up most beautifully by the Incredible String Band in this lovely little ditty.
I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. Sitting one day by myself and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and he starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more that I will. But just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around, and every time he wants to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. One day when the moon was full, I thought I might settle down. Found myself a pretty little girl and I stopped all my running around. But just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he did sing. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words, and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the songs you sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain.
The Hedgehog's Song, incredible string band. The 5,000 Spirits, or The Layers of the Onion, is the CD it came from. The album it came from, I should say. How old were they? I wonder when they wrote that brilliant song. Well, they wrote all their brilliant songs. They were just out of nappies. About 12 or 13, weren't they? Brilliant lads. And here's another brilliant lad, a genius. A complete, utter and absolute genius. Cathal Hayden. He was the founder member of Four Men and a Dog, also played with the great band Arcady, and he plays from time to time with Christy Moore when he joins up with Shamie O'Dowd and Merchant O'Connor to go on tour with him. Cathal Hayden is a world-class fiddler, inspired and I think truly inspirational in his playing. But what not everybody knows is that he's also a banjo player of the same high standard. Some people hate banjos. I do not understand why. That's prejudice without any grounding whatsoever, because it is a wonderful instrument. It's not the kind of instrument you play lullabies on, agreed, but neither are the Scottish war pipes, although you can play laments on them. On the other hand, the banjo is the kind of instrument you'd want on your side if you were firing into a rake of jigs, reels or hornpipes. From his cracking album Hooked on Banjo, I would like to dedicate this Cathal Hayden track to Richie Newman, my landlord at Newman's Bar in Cleggan in Connemara. This is a wonderful track called Gautervale Rock. Try and count the number of notes in this, if you can. You'll probably run out at about 5,000,027, as I did. Thank you. bet even those of you who claim not to like banjo music were tapping your feet to that and listening agog, as I was. What a great banjo player, Cathal Hayden, from his album Hooked on Banjo with Gautervale Rock. And apropos of the banjo, about 15 years ago maybe, I was in a public meeting in Manchester arguing the toss with a famous architect who wanted to build an absolute eyesore, a terrible piece of neo-brutalism on the site of the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution down at the bottom end of Deansgate, Manchester, where the Bridgewater Canal comes into the city and the Rochdale Canal all meet there. It's a beautiful area of old warehouses, old red brick buildings, and he wanted to build a 17-storey glass monstrosity. And I got into an argument with him and he says, "What do you know about architecture? You wear sweaters and play the banjo." I want that on my gravestone. He wore sweaters and played the banjo. Roy Bailey has been a legend on the folk scene for many, many years. He's in his 80s now, and his voice has got the stamp of the years on it, but it also has the truth of the years in it. A man who I've known for a long, long time, and he's always been there, singing and fighting and walking in the marches and standing on the lines. Here he is with a Cy Khan song, Cy Khan, the great American songwriter. And this song is about how important it is that we all come together to sing and to protest and to know that we aren't alone and that the machine can't always win. A machine, well, if you've seen the animated film 9, as in the number 9, you'll know what I'm talking about. Bread and Roses was a song written in 1911 to commemorate a body of striking women. This is Roy Bailey from the album Live at Towersey Festival 2015. With the Cy Khan song, they all sang Bread and Roses.
Now don't you think it crazy, this old world and its ways? Whoever thought the 60s would be called the good old days? But like the weavers sang to us, wasn't that a time when we raised our hands and voices on the line? And we all sang Bread and Roses, Joe Hill and Union Maid. We linked our arms and told each other, we are not afraid. Solidarity forever would go rolling through the hall. We shall overcome together, one and all. The more I study history, the more I seem to find that in every generation there are times just like this time, when folks like you and me, who thought that we were all alone, within this honored movement found a home. And we all sang Bread and Roses, Joe Hill and Union Maid. We linked our arms and told each other, we are not afraid. Solidarity forever will go rolling through the hall. We shall overcome together, one and all. And though each generation fears it may be the last, our presence here is a witness to the power of the past. And just as we have drawn our strength from those who now are gone, younger hands will take our work and carry on. And they'll all sing Bread and Roses, Joe Hill and Union Maid. They'll link their arms and tell each other, we are not afraid. Solidarity forever would go rolling through the hall. We shall overcome together, one and all. I'm going to sing that last verse again. And though each generation fears it may be the last, our presence here is a witness to the power of the past. And just as we have drawn our strength from those who now are gone. Younger hands will take our work and carry on. And they'll all sing Bread and Roses, Joe Hill and Union Maid. They'll link their arms and tell each other, we are not afraid. Solidarity forever will go rolling through the hall. We shall overcome together, one and all.
Roy Bailey from the album Live at Towersey Festival 2015 with They All Sang Bread and Roses. Now, Pete Coutts is a guy I came across first of all when he was in a band called Ballad of Crows, and he's just released a superb solo album. He plays mandolin and guitar on it and sings some absolutely great songs. I was thinking of playing Northern Sky, the title track, but I'm going to keep that for a later show because I love this next song. It's in very broad Aberdeenshire dialect and it's called Casting the Peat, which I think means digging the peat, digging the turf. Every year in the Highlands of Scotland, as in the west of Ireland, they dig the peat, which they leave to dry, and they burn it on the fires during the winter months. My neighbour in Connemara, Fehim Cool, goes out every June and July and digs enough turf to keep him going through the winter. Here's Pete Coutts with a beautiful song, Casting the Peat.
At the crack, bros in my belly, bull and stump on my back, and down through the den and then o'er the high street, and on to back hell to get cast in the peat. Well, I'm court and alas, but I'm empty in pocket, pied by the chine, so it's best to get yocket. But there's time for a laugh with the folks that I meet, then again on my way to get cast in the peat. Bet spit in your hands and then on with the job. Find sharp tit and spot'll take care of the sod. Whether stickers for the whiskey cutting stumpers or the priest, you'll be up to your cweets and it's cast in the peat. Get rowing that barrack, 16 stumpers at a time. There's 7 to the rickle, 66 yards to the chine. And a supple caltif in your first field to need, cause the graft is guide you when you're casting the peat. Be lousing, I'm fooling, in the wrench be the rain. Jump a lift in the bogey, so I'm quick to get game. And I'll walk through the tune with my lassie so sweet. And the morn I'll be up again casting the peat.
And the morn I'll be up again casting the
peat. And the morn I'll be up again casting the peat.
And you know that I'll always be casting the peat.
Pete Coutts from his album Northern Sky with Casting the Peat. I'll tell you that I had a go at digging the turf, casting the peat, in the west of Ireland years ago. It was in County Cork. Dennis and Andrew Dineen took us to their farm way up on the bogs above Bantry, and we got down into the peat and started digging it on a lovely summer's day, and I made a right mess of it. It is not an easy job, I can tell you, keeping a straight face on the bog. And straight face, I don't mean on your mug, I mean the face of the bog itself. It's got to be absolutely plain and straight, otherwise you make a mess of it and your peats end up all different shapes and sizes, and that's not what you want. Now, Ange Hardy, if you read the story of her life on her website, She was there and back again by the time she was 16. She lived a heck of a life, ended up living rough, sleeping in doorways in Dublin, and all other kinds of things. She came through it, and the Somerset Lass is now a singer and songwriter of great stature, who wins lots of awards and whose records sell worldwide. I've only just got hold of her new album. It's called Findings, and on it she's joined by fellow musician and singer Lucas Drinkwater. I'll tell you more about the album when I've had time to sit down and absorb the sleeve notes, because it really is, like all of Ange Hardy's stuff, complex and yet simple, passionate, powerful, and ultimately the real deal. From the album Findings, this is Ange Hardy and Lucas Drinkwater with The Call, The Daughters of Watchet, and Catterne's Night.
Call on the high hills, O daughters of Watchet, me blessed by the high tides and fed by the lawns, and call for the men to come in from their tall ships. Call for the men to come in from the storms, and call for the men to come in from their horses. Call for the men to come in from the corn. Call on the high hills, O daughters of Watchet, be blessed by the high tides and fed by the Lord.
Sat by the old old mine, the old old mine, the old old mine, and he sat by the old old mine, down by the mineral line, down by the mineral line, down by the mineral line.
Mary's love was a fire. To hold, call your men.
Good stuff. The Call, Daughters of Watchet and Cat Hearn's Night. Ange Hardy and Lucas Drinkwater from their new album, Findings. And I'm going to play a track or two from that in weeks to come, and I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about the album when I've had time to sit down in my easy chair and read the sleeve notes, because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of words on there. Now, I've got time for one more track, and I'm going to stick down in the West Country and play you a track from Seth Lakeman's new album, Ballads of the Broken Few. He's joined on the album by Wildwood Kin, which is, I suppose you'd call it, an indie Americana folky trio from Exeter in Devon. Two sisters, Beth and Emily Key, and their cousin Megan Loney. Well, the three of them together make an absolutely wonderful sound, and I think it's a work of genius that Seth... Well, he is a genius anyway, with his own arrangements and the way he works through his songs and where he goes to record them, which is usually big live spaces somewhere. But he's also a genius in that he's picked three of the best vocalists from the West Country to accompany him on this album. Let's see what you think. Last track in the show from Seth Lakeman and Wildwood Kin is one of Seth's own songs, Willow Tree.
Hard roots forever shelter me. but go today. I stop to hear the story told, how an old man was taken down to the roots below.
Great stuff. Willow Tree, Seth Lakeman and Wildwood Kin from the album Ballads of the Broken Few. I love that opening bit with those really high, strange voices. Great stuff. I did say that was going to be the last track in the show, but I've discovered looking at the clock, got time for one more if I squeeze it in and don't talk too much. So I'm going to play a track from the Georgia Shackleton Trio's album, The Dog Would Not Be Washed. She's a singer and instrumentalist. She went to Newcastle University, which is where she trained. She plays a blend of Americana, of traditional folk, and self-written material. Comes originally from East Anglia, but she sings songs from all over the place. This is the traditional song, The Devil and the Farmer's Wife, giving a right good kick in here, and it's all the better for it.
There was an old man lived up on the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. The devil came to the farmer one day, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. Please don't take my eldest son, work on the farm has gotta be done. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. All I want, stepwife of yours, you can have her with all of my heart. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. So the devil put the woman upon his back, went off to the road with a clickety clack. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. He put her down at a fork in the road. Bike, old woman, you're a hell of a load. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. When he got to the gates of hell, said, stop the fire, boys, most of well. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. Kicked out his brain. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. Two little devils crawling at the wall. Take it back, daddy, she'll murder us all. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. The farmer was deep in the crack. Oh my God, he's bringing her back. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. Then the devil said, I hope you're well. If it kept her any longer, she'll ruin hell. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. Most of all my life, but I've never been to hell till I met your wife. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day. This just shows what that woman could do. She went down to hell, came back up too. Hi diddle, I diddle, I fi diddle, I diddle, I day.
I'm really glad we had time for that because I like it very much. I like the album too. It's cracking stuff. The Devil and the Farmer's Wife, the Georgia Shackleton Trio, and the album is called The Dog Would Not Be Washed. Thanks ever so much for listening. Sometime in the next 2 weeks or so, I'm going to be doing a special on Napoleon Bonaparte, and I will also be doing a special on Canadian folk music. I've posted up on Facebook, and I've had a load of people who've written in with their suggestions, and I've got more than enough for a show. I've got 20. I've narrowed it down to 20 tracks of absolutely great Canadian folk songs, so I'm going to be playing those in the weeks to come as well. So there are two specials to look forward to, Napoleon Bonaparte and the Canadian special as well. And there'll also be a general show or two as well. Stuff to look forward to. Thanks again for listening. Do mind how you go. Keep the faith. Spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. And right now, I'm off out into the sweltering heat for a nice cold pint, dodging the dropping plums. Ta-ra!